coward.
I've been wanting to talk about this topic for a long time. How to deal with traumas, how to get over them. I get a lot of questions about this. How do I get over something, some traumatic experience? First of all, guys, traumas are very real, and they do have an impact on you. We gotta acknowledge this first and not be delusional about it. Because there are a lot of people, not even people, like this is a school of thought, that pitiful copper, Alfred Adler, oh, trauma doesn't exist. Only how you choose to react to it. If you are feeling bad about something that happened to you, it is only because you choose to see it that way. Guys, traumas are very real. And those experiences, especially the ones you had during your formative years, do impact you. The first step is to acknowledge, to accept this, to be able to remedy the situation. You can't be delusional about this, like some people are telling you to be. Because I see this narrative, you know, the narrative of the past doesn't exist, traumas are not real. This narrative is pushed a lot. This post, for example, 13 million views. Oh, dude, the past isn't more real than daydreams. And right after saying that, saying it isn't real, he says, we gain a sense of self from memories. They are what makes us us. But since they are not real, since they only exist in our mind, we can just make those memories anything we want. That is an insane quote, bro. That is basically telling you to be schizophrenic. Act like things that happened to you did not. That is not how you are gonna solve your problems. Because that is not gonna address the root causes of those negative experiences. You are gonna remember Dr. K was echoing the same line of thinking. Oh, you just choose to see it that way. As a rejection. It's just in your head. It's not real.
So what is this person's problem? They feel unloved. Why do they feel unloved? Because of the way that people treat them. Makes sense, right? You're treated in a way that feels like it's disrespectful. So you result in feeling unloved. But the thing is, that's just your interpretation of it. Right? Like, that's just your interpretation. It's a feeling. It's not actually a reality.
Guys, that is not how the past, the concept of past and trauma works. Step one is to acknowledge them. You had these unfortunate experiences, bro. Acknowledge and identify the reasons accurately if you want to be able to get over them. But of course, acknowledging doesn't mean just drop out of society or resort to drugs and alcohol to be able to deal with it. Because a lot of people do that too, unfortunately. The latest example of this is He Then Succeed. He's been struggling with alcohol lately. That is how he chose to go about it. And now he's in a tough predicament. Do not fall into dangerous escapisms like drugs and alcohol. If your diet is trash, stay away from processed food and sugar. Because that is going to make you feel better as well. By the way, I am not saying this as those diet coppers. It is not going to fix your looks if you are not overweight already. If you are an adult already, it ain't going to change your bone structure. But it is going to improve your mood, bro. Same with gym rotting. It is not going to increase your SMV at any significant level, like some people suggest it does. But it is going to improve your mood, just like diet. Because I know how it feels, bro. I've been there. I had been gym rotting religiously for 6 years. That post-workout dopamine hits different.
So how are you
doing?
Good, yeah. Can you just teach me how to get girls, bro?
To teach you how to get girls?
Yeah.
Man, you just gotta be confident, bro. If you're confident, you be in the gym?
Huh?
You be in the gym?
I started last week.
Okay, so you gotta keep going. Do the gym for 6 months and then talk to me.
Yeah, but how do I go to like you have six pack like you have be so
sexy? Hey, bro, everybody can't be tall, but everybody can be confident. But you know where confidence starts? In that gym. Get in shape. Get in shape. If you get in shape, bro, I promise you, you already hit half the bottle.
So the first course of action is address the root of the issue. Try to remove the underlying causes of your trauma. Get the torn out. Because I see people trying to jump to the conclusion, jump to the solution without addressing the source first. Without putting an end to the root of the issue, they try to feel good about themselves. So what happens is they find themselves in the same loop. They can't identify the problem properly. So let's say you got some brutal rejections, right? As an example, what does the manosphere tell you? They say, oh, just get more exposure, bro. Exposure therapy. Every approach will make the next less valuable. This is how you are going to get over anxiety. Wrong. This is echoed by not only manosphere, but by academic psychology as well. Just put yourself out there, bro. But by putting yourself out there, to get different experiences won't work if you were not able to identify and remove the cause of those negative experiences that caused you to have anxiety in the first place. If you don't understand how looks dictate a lot of aspects of your life, how other people treat you depend on your looks, if you become a free agent and underrate the extent of how much looks matter, then you will never be able to get yourself out of that loop. First, you gotta have the credentials. Credentials to break out of that loop, not confidence. That comes later. Confidence is nothing but the result, guys. Nothing but the result. It ain't what causes success. It is the direct result of success. But low IQ people confuse those two. And another reason why it is an idiotic advice to tell people, oh bro, every approach will make the next approach less valuable. You are talking to someone who is already damaged due to traumatic events. First, you need to have the credentials to make sure that you get different results. In this case, it would be looks, looks maxing. Exposure therapy is not gonna fix you. A rhinoplasty will. If it is stemming from, let's say, not being able to get a driver license, right? Then you gotta evaluate why you failed the test. If it is a friend who caused your trauma, you gotta cut ties. If it is an immediate family member abusing you, you gotta move out. Because I hear a lot of dark stories about that too, from the community members about their experiences with family. Just horrible stuff, man, you know. Family or enemy, man. Really, it makes you question. So if it is your family, first find a job that will let you move out and live on your own. Because when you have that independence, you can speak your mind. You can let them know how you feel. You will get a sense of relief from doing so as well, if it is a trauma from being wronged by your family. So stop the bleeding.
Two, how do you find as to count two murder?
Not guilty.
Three, how do you find as to the charge of aggravated manslaughter?
Guilty.
And you did not answer?
And I will very much enjoy it when I watch his sentencing hearing.
Peter, she knows me very well.
I will follow this case, guys. Trust and believe I will. I love watching those brain-dead rats hearing their sentences.
Guilty. And you did not answer?
And you gotta do this early, bro. Younger viewers, listen up. You gotta take bigger risks when you are younger, because it is easier to come back from those mistakes when you are younger. I know this might sound a bit cliche, but this is one of the mistakes I have made. I am speaking from experience here. I should have been more aggressive with looks maxing when I was 17, 18. But back then I was listening to those health warnings. Oh, dude, don't take that drug. Don't take it. It is putting a lot of pressure on your liver. Oh, long-term health consequences. I listened to those naturalism culpers, anti-drug culpers. I already had naive parents at home who thought being ugly doesn't exist for men. Oh, beauty is for women. No such thing as an ugly man. As a man, what matters is being hardworking, being a man of virtue. There is no virtue for your face, bro. But, like, what was I supposed to do with an oofy-doofy dad like that? The only virtue that matters in life is your face and your height. My oofy-doofy father didn't tell me that. I didn't have a rehab room to tell me to steer clear from naturalism coppers. Or yeah, it is because the raw meat you ate wasn't raw enough. When you take your first bite, the animal is supposed to be alive, fighting for his life. That's why it didn't work, bro. But memes aside, I was also being a coward, man. Oh, rehab, dude. Don't do it. It is a poison. It puts pressure on your liver. It destroys your liver. There is no liver for your face. I fell for fear-mongering lies. Those naturalism coppers. Guys, if it is approved by FDA, go take it. Don't be a coward like I was. Because people are gonna tell you, natural be good, man-made be bad. No, bro. You gotta take risks in life. Any change that matters in life is gonna come with risks and sides.
Don't be a coward. Risks are part of laboratory science.
Life is all about taking risks, but calculated risks. I am not saying go take 4 or 5 risky surgeries in one setting and ruin yourself like Frank Tufano. But also don't be a coward like I was. Your face is 1,000 times more important than your liver. But at the time, I didn't have a rehab room. No rehab room to tell me if you ain't got the beauty on the outside. Nobody's gonna care about the beauty inside. Life is one big high school. Titles change, but people do not. They just hide their intentions better. They just learned to grow a super ego. I didn't have anyone telling me this when I was 17. I was thinking people are going to look past looks when I go to college, that people would mature. So I was thinking no need to risk my liver. I didn't know life is one big high school. That high school phase never ends. People just act complicated when they are not. It is about beauty of your face, not about beauty of your liver. But sadly and unfortunately, I didn't have a rehab room. And I paid a hefty price for it, for swallowing all those lies and BS I was fed when I was a teenager. I had to pay a hefty price for the information you are getting for free here.
You know how much I sacrificed?
So you gotta stop the bleeding. Change the environment to make sure that you are not going through the same ringer again. You are not exposed to the same stuff that even reminds you of whatever you had to go through. In the grand scheme of things, you don't matter, bro. You are not special and you don't matter. You don't really matter. This helps with not taking yourself so seriously as well. Now, this line, what I just said, might come off as counterintuitive, but this mindset is gonna help you. Once you have this mindset, once you have this drilled into your mind, you stop taking things seriously. It lets you move on mentally, which is the next point, actually. Guys, you gotta move on, man. Get over yourself. You probably take yourself too seriously. She doesn't even remember you anymore, bro. The girl who rejected you. Or the dude who bullied you in high school. He wouldn't even recognize you in the streets. Why are you letting them live in your head rent-free? This is a very, very common trait I see with people. Time capsule effect. A lot of you are just stuck in the past. Stuck in that time capsule. Replaying the same memories over and over again. Like, I'm gonna be talking to dudes and they are writing a thesis, bro. A wall of text on some hurtful thing their dad said to them 10 years ago, 15 years ago, or a rejection from high school. Bro, let it go. You only make it worse in your head. I talk to so many people. This is very common. They had a crush on somebody in high school. She didn't reciprocate, and they just let it derail their entire life. Still thinking about it after 10 years. Bro, it's been years. When are you gonna let it go? If you asked her about you, she wouldn't even remember you. Remember that you ever existed. Why are you still thinking about her? I'm gonna be like, dude, okay, go talk to her then. You are writing me this wall of text, go talk to her then. Ask if, however you interpret it, the interaction is correct. Go talk to her, bro. And he's gonna be like, rehab, I cannot talk to her anymore. Why? She passed away 3 years ago. She passed away 3 years ago. And you are still writing me this, bro? What is even the point of this then?
You know, her disrespectful behavior caused you to let her have it.
Can you just tell me the story? Because you're beating around the fucking bush. What did she do to you, dog, to make you cuss her out?
No, I didn't cuss any woman out, but I'm just saying.
So then why are you even asking the question? Wait, stop. Why are you even asking the question then?
No, because my point is this. Like, even you could admit.
It's been a decade, bro. These guys are going to be like 25, 30-year-old dudes are still replaying the same high school memories. I can tell they are very neurotic. They tend to overthink everything. Every little thing. Bro, most people ain't looking into it as much as you do. And I am not saying this in a, you know, idiotic Alfred Adler manner. Oh, bro, it didn't happen. It's only in your head. It is only about how you interpret it. No, it did happen, but you are really blowing it out of proportion. People don't look into it as much as you do. Oh, bro, rehab, did she mean this or did she mean that? Bro, she didn't even think about neither of them. You did. She didn't even... That thought didn't even cross her mind. The harsh reality is this, bro. Traumas are real, but some of you are just too neurotic and overreact to situations. No need to relive your memories. Negative memories at that too. Some rejection you got, a heartbreak you got from high school, or a guy who bullied them. The more you think about someone who wronged you in the past, the more you are giving them power over you. Don't let them win. Don't let trashy people live in your head rent-free. That girl that rejected you in a harsh manner. The guy who bullied you in high school. Or your father who threw you into a pit of crocodiles to toughen you up. Fuck them all, bro. Fuck them all. Don't let them win by replaying their abuse to you in your head 24/7. Now, how do you treat neuroticism? This is the tricky part. It is like telling an autistic kid, hey, just don't be so neurodivergent. It doesn't work like that. So I'm not gonna tell you, oh, just don't be neurotic. You know, easy peasy. But what can be done, realistically? Guys, this might sound counterintuitive, but the answer is actually taking yourself less seriously. The more you learn about genetic determinism, the more you learn about how most stuff, anything that matters was out of your control anyway, the more you are educated on these matters, the less serious you are going to take yourself. I know it sounds counterintuitive, but it actually helps a lot. Helps a lot with not overthinking. A lot of you is overthink stuff, man. Once you internalize this, that in the grand scheme of things, like, you are only going to be on this earth for a couple more decades, and that's that. The more mental effort you exert on something, the harder it becomes to take action. Because you are making it bigger in your head. Sometimes you just need to have that, fuck it, bro. Fuck it. It is what it is mentality. Again, someone just can't stop being neurotic overnight. But the geomaxing does help with that. Because it shows you what conditions other people live in. It shows you, no matter how bad or how good you have it, there are other people having it worse or better. One guy asked me, Rehab, how do you deal with the imposter syndrome? You deal with it by not taking yourself seriously. By not being a self-important prick. That is how. And the final, but probably the most important advice I can give is, keep yourself busy. Not necessarily talking about getting a job. I mean, obviously it is better if you get paid for it too. Money can't fill the hole in your soul, sure, but it can at least provide you some comfort. That's why it actually might be better if it is a job, because it gives structure to your day. When you go through long stretches of unemployment, you get used to it quick. You actually lose the motivation to do other stuff that would help with trauma. You are going to say, Rehab, work will only give me another trauma. I am trying to get rid of them, not get another one. That is like replacing one trauma with another. Hey man, you know, that is how life is. You know, there is bad, there is worse, and nothing else. So sometimes, yes, you gotta replace worse with bad. If you were born into not rich, low status parents, and you are not much to look at, life is often gonna be about, you know, replacing worse with bad. This is just me being realistic. Again, keeping yourself busy doesn't have to be a wage-rage job, but what I witness with people I talk to is they lose motivation. They can't stick to it. You can have hobbies as well, of course, to keep you busy. But a lot of people I talk to cannot stick to them. They lose motivation. There is another aspect other than money. A job kind of forces you to have a daily structure. But if you are one of those people who can stick to your hobbies, you know, track your progress, you don't lose motivation, that is great, man. Keep a track of your progress. That is going to give you self-esteem. Now, I don't want to sound like I am trying to blue pill you, to give you some delusional hope, but so many of you are talented in one way or another. Once you get good at something, bro, that is going to give you self-esteem. Once you are needed at work, other people need you, that is going to make you feel better about yourself as well. If you are talented at something and you don't take action, you are really doing yourself a disservice. I think that is the way to deal with traumas naturally, to deal with neuroticism. People ask me questions about medical way too. I mean, medicine is also an option. I don't want to make an extreme statement on SSRIs, but I'm going to tell you this. For people I know, it is a case of just numbing their brain rather than actually fixing their problems. Again, this is just my personal opinion, not a professional one. Some of you who are in extreme situations might indeed need medication, but I feel like a lot of doctors just don't care, especially in the public health care. They give cookie-cutter answers without even paying proper attention. All they care about is getting to the next patient because they've got their own problems. Just give cookie-cutter scripted answers, then put them on meds, and that's that. That's why I refuse to go to a therapist, you know. I already know how it is going to go down. Get bullshitted by some normie who doesn't even know me on a personal level, who doesn't care in reality. She's just going to give me scripted answers and try to put me on antidepressants. I am not going to do that, bro. But hey, you know, some people indeed do need it. They need to have them just to get through the day. I am just telling you my personal stance. But to sum it up, guys, sum this video up. First, identify the source of your traumatic experiences. And handle the problem at the root. And to make sure that it doesn't happen again. It doesn't continue on. If it is a toxic household, move out. Cut ties. Don't be a coward about it. No friend is better than fake friends. Fake and harmful friends. Whatever the source is, remove yourself from that. You get the idea. 2, stop taking yourself seriously. Once you have this mindset, it is going to be easier to let go and move on mentally. Understand that in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter. Nobody does. 3, keep yourself busy. Replace worse with bad. If you were born into some low status family with mediocre looks, you are nothing much to look at. Your options in life are often going to be bad or worse. Guys, replace worse with bad. So these are my recommendations, guys. 3 main points of the video. 1, address the source. 2, stop taking yourself seriously. 3, replace worse with bad.